So when Adam comes over, now that he's big stuff, does, you know, like you guys have dinner, does he still help with dishes, help clean up and stuff like that?
Adam doesn't really come to my place much. I go to his place, and no, he doesn't help with the dishes. No, that's not his thing, but that's okay. I can handle that.
Lila, do you have a favorite song that Adam has done? Because, like, for me, it's Mad World. His version of Mad World is just so
good. Yeah, Mad World's beautiful. You know, Soaked is a pretty amazing song, and he just did an acoustic set in New York that's going to be, I think, on VH1. No, there's a set that's on VH1, and then another set that he did acoustically, and when he does that he can, you know, sing the way he does in a quiet moment, I think Soaked is a pretty amazing song. But I love the whole album. It's real hard to pick anything out that's my absolute favorite.
Was he all his life like this? I mean, was it like all you knew he was going to be a star, or was there a point you were like, look, dude, get a real job. You're never going to make it in the music industry.
You know, I never took anything for granted. You really can't in that industry. But, you know, I knew that he was talented. But the biggest thing is he really had to push himself and work at it. He couldn't just think that it was going to come to him. And, you know, that's really what he did to get where he is today. And, you know, he just kept persevering. He never said, I'm going to quit. He did at one point say, maybe I need to move to New York and, you know, do the theater thing. But, you know, I never expected it to be like this, but I'm real glad that he's where he is because he's found his place and he's happy. And that's the best part.
Do you ever remember him commenting about American Idol previous years of it, going, you know, I should give that a shot?
You know, I knew that he watched it, and I really didn't watch it much. And it just wasn't the right time for him. And I guess that the time was, you know, last year when his friends from Wicked suggested that he try out. You know, he kind of put it out there, and they said, oh, yeah, do it. So, you know, I think it was in the back of his mind, but the timing just wasn't right until last year.
Well, I'm glad that he did, because look at how successful he's been. I feel the same way about Axemen now. I want to give Logan a try.
Yeah.
Hey, Lila, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Good to chat with you, Terry.
It was so good. And let's not let 20 years come between us again, okay?
Hey, that's right. If you're in L.A., come visit in Hollywood.
You got it, Lila. Thank you
all
very
right.
much.
All right. You take care.